Welcome to today's Stop Marketing Now, Do This Instead podcast. And I'm your host, Tobin Slavin. Today will be a short episode, but an impactful one. I've got some new news to share with you guys. So this week we launched the List Building Bootcamp. It's actually a private Facebook group. So we've collected a group of folks who are doing their list building, and they're going to be able to learn from each other, make their mistakes in a small group, supportive group, learn from each other, and continue to grow their list, nurture those relationships, and ultimately learn new and creative ways to monetize that list. What would it mean for you if you were earning a dollar, at least a dollar or more per subscriber per month? If you have a list of 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 people on your list, and each of those people are worth a dollar, this is on average, not every month coming in. But if they're worth, on average, a dollar per subscriber per month, that's a pretty valuable asset for you and your business or organization, right? So that's what these folks are doing in the List Building Bootcamp. It launched, we actually launched the group earlier this month, here in the month of May, but we're actually kicking off the 10-day challenge. That's little exercises and activities that you can do in 10 minutes a day. We'll do it over a 10-day challenge to put the foundation and the principal pieces in place so that you can build your list, do crazy fast list building. So that's the first thing. Now, I want to share actually what went out as exercise number one, the first day's challenge for the group. I want to share it here in the podcast because I think it will benefit more people, more than just the small group that we're working with. When you think about building your list, the first thing you have to remember is that no one, not you, not me, none of us want to be on someone else's list. Okay, we're talking about list building because that is the term that the industry understands when you talk about building your audience, and more importantly, getting permission to stay in conversation with that audience. But none of us want to be on someone's list, because what that makes you think of, makes me think of, is that we're going to get spammed. When we're on someone's list, it feels like they're taking advantage of us in some way. So we call it list building, but what you really need to do when you think about the audience, the pocket of people that you want to gather, you want to capture their attention, is you have to give them one good reason to stay in conversation with you. One good reason. All the folks who are building big audiences and they have big lists, which means when you have a big list, that means you have influence and impact with a lot of people. It can benefit you personally, can benefit your business or organization, even the causes that you support. You have a lot of leverage when you have that pocket of people and you have permission to stay in conversation with them. But you've got to give people that one good reason that they should stay on the list, that they should join the list if it's new to them. You've got to give them that reason. Oftentimes, that means tapping into what we call FOMO, fear of missing out. You've got to tell them what they're going to receive for being part of this community, part of this pocket of people that you're in conversation with. And if they don't join the list, what are they going to miss out on? And I shared an example this morning in our community that I think will be useful and instructional for you as well. If you're not familiar with these guys, there's a group of YouTubers. Their website's called Yes Theory. In fact, their YouTube channel is also Yes Theory. And they're kind of interesting because what they're doing is they're basically doing these, they allow their watchers, their subscribers on YouTube, to challenge them to go out and do these difficult, outside your comfort zone tasks. Say yes to life, and in the course of doing so, transform your life, take it to new levels, because they do all these crazy, uncomfortable things. They make videos about them, which are fun to watch, but it's also useful for the viewers because they feel like they're learning how to transform their lives as well. So Yes Theory has done this perfectly. They've given that one good reason. And if you go to their website, yestheory.com, and you can click on newsletter, you can actually see their form. And they use really important words here, because a really good one reason that you give people is if you show them how being on your list, being in part of your community, will help transform their life. So in the case of Yes Theory, they say how to, those are the keywords, how to, and then they explain that by tapping into yes theory, you're going to get these benefits. Now, there's one thing that they could have done that would have made this even stronger. On YouTube, Yes Theory has 1.5 million subscribers to their YouTube channel. So they already have a big audience. That tells me that their newsletter probably has thousands and thousands of subscribers already. So if they could have included a line on their opt-in form that said something to the effect of, you know, join 10,000, 15,000, 50,000 other subscribers, and then talk about this how-to benefit, this is one good reason. So those are some useful lessons for you to think about how you can put together one good reason for folks to join your list. And if you'd like to be part of a community of other folks who are growing big lists, nurturing those lists, and monetizing those lists, you can join us in the List Building Bootcamp. And most importantly, we always talk about this, stop marketing now. Stop your marketing today. You don't want to outspend the competition. You want to outfriend the competition. And you do that by starting a conversation with your pocket of people. Make it a two-way exchange. You can do that through email, through your newsletter. You can do that in Facebook groups like we're doing with the List Building Bootcamp. Wherever you choose to host your conversation, make sure you're actually building deep, meaningful relationships. You take care of your people, and they're going to take care of you in the long run as well.